American State Trials, 1918, Volume X. Leo Frank. Document page 658. Here is the translated text as follows. 626. X. American State Trials. Mr. Adair, representing Mr. Candler, contacted Cook by phone and invited him to his office. Cook revealed that he was a close friend of Mr. Hirsch. Hirsch and had recently discovered shocking information about Hirsch's wife. He described Candler as an old hypocrite and insisted that he would only discuss the matter directly with Candler. Consequently, a meeting was arranged for the following day in Mr. Adair's office. During the meeting, Cook informed the mayor that he had been suspicious of Mrs. Hirsch and had been watching her. He claimed to have caught her in a compromising position with Candler. Cook admitted to having led a wayward life, but stated that he had recently found religion at one of Billy Sunday's meetings. He was determined to protect his friend, Hirsch, and demanded that the mayor ensure Mrs. Hirsch left town permanently, threatening to expose Candler if his demands were not met. That afternoon, Mr. Adair relayed Cook's demands to Mrs. Hirsch. She expressed that it was difficult for her to leave a good husband like hers, and felt she should not be asked to leave him and her friends in the city without being well provided for. Noting that Mr. Candler was very wealthy, she believed she deserved bonds and securities that would yield at least $3,000 annually. Mrs. Hirsch, like Mayor Candler, was very philanthropic and charitable, often working in these areas but lacking the funds to fulfill her ambitions. She argued that Candler should be especially generous, as his reputation would be ruined if it were revealed that he had been caught with her in a compromising situation in his office. Additionally, she requested about $5,000 to settle her husband's debts, deeming it fair given her impending departure. Mr. Adair had several more meetings with Cook, during which Cook reiterated his threat to expose Candler to Hirsch if Mrs. Hirsch was not made to leave town. The intentions of Cook and Mrs. Hirsch were now clear enough for Mr. Candler to approach the grand jury and seek their indictment for blackmail. A true bill was immediately returned, and Cook was the first to be put on trial. Mayor Candler testified, denying the allegations against him.